Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there may be a government shutdown looming. But there are also a number of interesting movies, one of them with an amazing cast. A cast including Ralph Fiennes and Benedict Cumberbatch and Ben Kingsley and more. All from director Wes Anderson. And the best thing about this movie, well, not the best thing, but it's a remarkably short movie that makes its points with less of a wasted time that you often find in films. We'll also be reviewing a comedy, a back-to-school comedy, about a struggling, hard-drinking career woman who, under a combination of circumstances, is forced to go back to her alma mater. It is called The Re-Education of Molly Singer and stars Britt Robertson. We will review that as well. We'll also be speaking to the former Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Mike Pence, who remained honorable, though got less time in the debate this last week. He will be talking about the government shutdown and what to do about it and what generally is needed to revive the nation's economy from the doldrums that many people perceive all around us. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First up, before we get to any of that, there is a Call of the Week classic.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. Like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is... And the winner is Mark in Cleveland, who called up in October of 2009. And he was very upset that a certain talk show host had called for the death penalty for graffiti artists. Was certain talk show host me? Well, I was joking, but Mark had a different idea. Listen.
Yeah, Michael, I know this isn't the topic, but did you really say a few minutes ago that you were in the favor of the death penalty for graffiti art?
I did say it, and I was teasing.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
Life imprisonment, maybe. And I'll tell you, I'm not kidding about life imprisonment. Three strikes, you're out. I believe in three strikes, you're out. If somebody is so crazy, they're so destructive, and then they know that they have a chance of life imprisonment, and then they commit the same crime three different
Michael,
times.
With all due respect, what the hell is wrong with you? That's inhuman.
No, it's not. If somebody knows, and it's well announced that there's three strikes, you're out. Three strikes, and it's for pickpocketing, it's for graffiti art. It's for unit graffiti art. It's
no,
for graffiti vandalism. It's
three strikes out is evil. It's a lie from the pit of hell.
Strike three, you're out.
I mean, it's fascistic.
What's a lie from the pit of hell?
Three strikes are out. It does nothing to solve crime. It's just something that far-right brainers like you do to make yourself feel that you're doing something about crime when you're not doing anything about the underlying causes, which is the only way that you're going to really stop crime.
Okay, Mark, are you aware what's happened to the crime rate recently with the economic downturn?
I don't know.
It's gone down. And the only thing that has actually worked on crime is better policing and longer sentences and putting more people in jail.
What the hell is wrong with you? That's inhuman. Three strikes are out is evil. It's a lie from the pit of hell.
The whole idea of three strikes, you're out. My first exposure to it came from George Bernard Shaw. And Shaw is not a conservative, never was a conservative. He was an admirer of Lenin and Mussolini. And he was. I mean, they were surprised, in fact, to find there was a portrait of Stalin above his desk at one point. He was a Fabian socialist in Britain, but he wrote on this issue of crime extremely well. And one of the things he wrote about was that in most cases, and he's talking about 100 years ago, a little bit more than 100 years ago, that prison did very little to reform people. It was very unlikely that people got reformed by time in prison. So he took the point of view that for crimes that were not fatal crimes, that basically the first two offenses, you got a very stern warning. But the third offense of any particular crime where you were so addicted to that crime, whether it was rape or whether it was assault or whether it was robbery, whether it was breaking into department stores, if you were arrested and tried and found guilty three times, that's it. You're now, am I endorsing that as a criminal reform proceeding today? No, I'm not. But I do think that the idea behind three strikes you're out, which is taking those chronic offenders, those people who offend again and again and again and again and again, because the great majority of our violent crimes, our most destructive crimes, are not people who are doing wrong for the first time. They're people who have been deeply involved in criminality and followed a pattern. And that's why one of the great successes of the crime reforms that took place and took off across the country in the 1980s and 1990s, one of the great successes was longer terms for career criminals, for people who simply couldn't help themselves. And you may not make them better people by giving them those long terms, though it would be good if you did, and it would be good if there were more programs to actually rehabilitate people while they were imprisoned. But it certainly means that when somebody is in prison, they are not the same level of threat to rape you or to assault you or to murder you or to destroy your property. Meanwhile, in terms of improving chances, there is a statement from the former Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, this week. He said straight out that the Republicans would lose the presidential election. And he also spoke out against a government shutdown. And the two instances are very much related, because when you ask people how many people believe that a government shutdown is actually going to help the country, it's an incredibly small number of Americans who believe that. So how does that relate to the Republicans losing the election? Because one of the things the American people don't want is more of the same. And by putting up the same candidate that the Republicans have put up in 2016 and 2020, putting up that same candidate in 2024, his name is Trump, he's never gotten a majority of the popular vote. He's always lost the popular vote. And that's part of the argument by Speaker Ryan. We're going to be speaking to him, and we're going to be hearing from him, and then we're going to be speaking directly to Mike Pence live, coming up on the MedVed Show.
It's a lie from the pit of hell.
The Michael MedVed Show.
What the hell is wrong with you?
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. Sign up today for the free MedVed newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, whatever kind of Republican you are, wherever you are on the Republican spectrum, whether you're somebody who is enthusiastic about Nikki Haley, who was just called a bird brain by President Trump. He was not happy with her debate performance. Whether you're a supporter of Nikki Haley, whether you're a supporter of Mike Pence, who is going to be joining us a little bit later in this show, whether you're a supporter of President Trump and a Trump loyalist, the biggest achievement, positive achievement of the Trump administration was the tax cut that he got through, which was not just a tax cut for billionaires and millionaires and the super rich. It was a tax cut that gave American business an edge in competing with other countries, that made America much more competitive rather than burdening our businesses with additional tax burdens, and that basically did help the broad middle class. That tax cut was the work primarily of Speaker Paul Ryan, who got it through the House of Representatives with a small Republican majority, and then it got through the Senate, and then it was signed by President Trump. But Paul Ryan, who had been previously chair of the House Ways and Means Committee and a specialist on taxation and was subjected to all kinds of left-wing attacks, like political ads that showed a version of Paul Ryan pushing grandma in a wheelchair off a cliff. Well, it wasn't that. It didn't do any of that. It improved the country and created the statistics that we've all heard about, which are the lowest unemployment rates in history for women, for blacks, for Latinos, and basically for all Americans. There were good economic times. There's basically a column and commentary that says that people miss 2019. They don't miss necessarily the President of the United States who was ruling at that time, but they miss that year. And part of that period of time during the Trump administration was what it was because of Speaker Paul Ryan. He was speaking at the University of Wisconsin campus for the Robert M. La Follette School of Public Affairs, named after the famous Republican originally, but then later an independent progressive, Robert La Follette, who talked about our states as laboratories of democracy. And here he warned his party about what could happen if things go wrong in the election coming up of 2024.
Now, I'm hoping we get past Donald Trump by, say, January, you know, after Iowa, New Hampshire, maybe South Carolina. If you're a betting person, if you go to the Vegas odds, I'm sure they're saying he's probably get the nomination. I still think there's a reasonable chance he doesn't get the nomination. I mean, there's two reasons I don't think Trump should be the nominee or president. One is a practical, one's a principled reason. The practical reason is we lose with this guy. I mean, he won in 2016, then we lost the House in 18 because of him. We lost 20, the presidency. We lost the Senate. Then we lost the Senate again in 2022. We lost 10 to 15 seats in 2022 in the House because of him. Do you think those suburban voters like Donald Trump more since January 6th? I mean, good grief. They didn't vote for him this last time. They're not going to vote for him again. So I try to make more of a practical argument to would-be Trump supporters that we lose with the guy, pick somebody else. Look, I'm an old-school guy. I guess I'm old-fashioned. I think leaders should endeavor to be honest, ethical, moral people who try to set standards for themselves and lead by example to the rest of the country. Donald Trump doesn't try to do any of that. He does the opposite of it, frankly. So I just don't think he's fit for the job.
Okay, and then he talks about the need for a fresh face, a very different face for the election, and about the shutdown and its impact. Listen, Paul Ryan.
And they know we can't even pass a bill. The Republicans can't pass a bill, even proposing an alternative. So it's nihilism is what it is. And it's really unfortunate to see, and I think it's just a small handful of members, a handful. And I think they think they win by losing. I think they win under any scenario.
Do they? Do they win when they lose?
No, we look like fools.
Does he write about the shutdown? And again, he was talking before the shutdown was a virtual certainty earlier in this week. But it is problematic when you look at it and you consider what it is that is going to be gained here, if anything. There is a piece by Karl Rove that I was sharing with you about the Chaos Caucus. And Karl Rove writes that the Chaos Caucus's leader, Florida's reckless and feckless Representative Matt Gaetz, is practically giddy at the prospect of a shutdown. Though he voted for the Pentagon funding bill to protect his Armed Services Committee seat, he is heading the opposition to a bipartisan continuing resolution. Failure to enact such a stopgap measure this week would mean a shutdown, which Mr. Gaetz predicts in 6 or 8 days will produce maximum momentum on paradigm-changing pressure on Democrats to make deep spending cuts. What blather! Democrats know that when federal offices are shuttered, services curtailed, and our military goes without pay, voters generally blame Republicans. And this time, they're right to do so. Knowing this, Democrats will insist on significant concessions to reopen the government. The shutdown could go on far longer than its advocates predict, and each additional day will provoke more public anger at the GOP. The damage will likely go well beyond the shutdown. There are 18 GOP representatives in districts President Biden carried in 2020. It was because they were more popular in their districts than Donald Trump, who lost in the districts, but they won. And those members will be endangered by these shenanigans. Republicans won the 5 closest races that flipped control of the House by a combined 7,169 votes out of 1,379,000 cast in those districts. It doesn't take many stupid stunts to lose that many votes, 7,169. The Chaos Caucus is willing to risk the GOP's narrow majority because they believe, as Virginia Representative Bob Good puts it, that most Americans wouldn't even miss it if the government is shut down temporarily. As Mike Myers in Das Dr. Evil says, right. We will be right back with Vice President Mike Pence coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The likelihood of a government shutdown is rising. Today, the House was unable to approve a short-term funding bill led by Republicans. That bill, which encompassed substantial cuts and border provisions, faced opposition from all Democrats and 21 Republicans. More than 20 million people in the Northeast are currently under a flood watch. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has issued a state of emergency.
If there is a lull in the next few hours, no one should take, you know, any kind of assurances or feel secure that they can go out because they may not be able to get back.
The subway lines in New York City have been closed. The United Auto Workers Union is set to strike at 2 additional facilities. President Sean Fain announced that due to a standstill in negotiations, employees at the GM Delta Township plant in Flint, Michigan, and the Ford Chicago Assembly plant will be walking off of the job. John Schaefer, USA News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved show, one of the aspects of the debate that was striking, it seemed to me, was the fact that none of the candidates spoke out clearly and forcefully, none of them, against this shutdown kamikaze mission that is being directed by just a handful of people in the House of Representatives. I do believe that Mike Pence has shown increasingly in this campaign the desire, at least, to talk against self-destructive tendencies by the Republican Party that he means to lead. And he has been a member of Congress. He was a leader in Congress, particularly on economic affairs. He has a sweeping plan to revive our nation's economy, which we will get to. Let me welcome back to the show an old friend, a good friend, a great public servant, Vice President Mike Pence. Mike, have you as recovered from the euphoria of that debate? And I guarantee you I won't talk over you here.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me on the Michael Medved show again. We are old friends. You know, I've been a fan of yours for a long time, along with millions of people around the country. And, we had a very sporty night at the Reagan Library. And, I sought to really frame this election in the Republican primary as a choice between whether we're going to continue on that time-honored conservative agenda that Ronald Reagan brought to the fore and our administration governed on for 4 years, or whether we're going to follow the siren song of populism away from American leadership in the world, fiscal responsibility, and values. But it was a privilege to be there, particularly to be at the Reagan Library. But it's great to close the week out with Michael Medved.
Well, I appreciate it, and I certainly appreciate your participation here. I was just saying to the audience, just as you were coming on, the most disappointing thing to me about the debate was that nobody spoke out clearly against this shutdown. Am I correct in guessing that you do not believe the shutdown will benefit the Republican Party or the Republic?
Well, Michael, I really believe that we have to put our fiscal house in order in Washington, D.C., but people deserve to know. As Speaker Kevin McCarthy is laboring to fund the government, that we're really only talking right now about 10% of the federal budget. That we live in a time where we have a national debt the size of our nation's economy for the first time since World War II. 70% of the federal budget is driven by entitlements that my old running mate, Joe Biden, others on this stage, I mean, no one wants to talk about common sense reforms to Social Security and Medicare. It's one of the reasons why part of my plan to defeat inflation begins with engaging the American public about tackling the real drivers of our debt crisis. So I appreciate the efforts of Speaker McCarthy and others to trim the sails on the margins in Washington, D.C., but if I'm president of the United States, I promise you, day one, I'm going to go to the American people and tell them what's really going on and the mountain range of debt that our children and grandchildren are going to face if we don't have leadership and have a Congress that will commit to making the kind of long-term reforms that will restore fiscal integrity to the national government.
Well, what people say, of course, is that the only way to close the debt is either by raising taxes or spending less. Which would you favor, or both?
Well, the way that you deal with it, in my judgment, is twofold. Number one is you get the economy growing again by making sure that the Trump-Pence tax cuts that we passed in 2017 are made permanent. In fact, I'd like to see us lower the corporate tax rate to 15%. We got it down to 21 from 35, but that only got us in the middling range of corporate taxes in the Western world. I want to bring jobs back to America, and part of that includes creating a tax structure that will invite investment. So number one is you make those tax cuts permanent, you look for more tax reform. But on the spending side, it's like I said, all that the media will be focused on in the next 24 or 48 hours, prospect of a shutdown. We're literally talking about 10% of the federal budget that they're even debating. I think we go to the American people and we say, look, for people who are in retirement, we're not going to touch Social Security. For people that are going to retire in the next 25 years, we're not going to touch Social Security. If you're 40 or older, we're not going to touch it. But if you're under the age of 40, here's my answer to your question. Let's take that New Deal program, Michael, and make it a better deal by saying to younger Americans, in exchange for changes in the program, you know, retirement age, the nature of benefits, you know, who's eligible, means testing, you let younger Americans take a portion of their payroll tax and put it in a personal savings account that basically is a, you know, one of several mutual funds of American companies. And if it just does 2% over the lifetime of an individual American, that'll give people twice as much as we give them in Social Security today. So that's why I say this New Deal Social Security program could be turned into a better deal even while we do reforms and establish fiscal integrity back to the program and the national government.
In terms of a better deal, you were on the same ticket with Donald Trump. He right now is the prohibitive leader in terms of the presidential nomination. What's the essential point that is going to allow Mike Pence to compete with his old running mate?
Well, I hope it is a recognition that different times call for different leaders. that this is no time for on-the-job training. We don't need a president who's too young. But we also don't need a president who's too old. Look, our under Joe Biden, we've seen our nation weakened at home and abroad. The economy is struggling. We have a crisis at our border. Inflation is gone through the roof, 17% in the last 2.5 years. War is raging in Eastern Europe. I think we need a president who is day one ready. And you were kind enough to talk about the fact most people know me as vice president, but I was a governor of a state that balanced budgets and achieved record employment, expanded educational choice. I was a leader. That's when I first met you. I was a leader for 12 years in the United States House of Representatives, and literally led the charge against the Wall Street bailout. Led the charge against big spending Republicans in my own party. We took a stand that I mentioned in the debate the other night that resulted in $100 billion in savings in federal spending. I know how to do this. I hope as people look at the challenges facing the country, they look at our experience, they'll recognize that we're the right leader at the right time. Not just to lead our party to victory, but to lead America back on a foundation of common sense conservative principles. And that's the last thing. You know, I tried to make this point. There was a good article in the Wall Street Journal this week about a speech I gave a few weeks ago. People deserve to know, if you like the record of the Trump-Pence administration, a record of a strong defense and standing strong on the world stage, a record of tax cuts,
One of the ways that people can find out more about your campaign, go to MikePence2024.com, or you can go to MichaelMedved.com, where we're going to post information about Mike Pence's campaign. I can only wish you Godspeed and having a great weekend, and then back to it. We will be right back to it here on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Join your champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event, October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
Don't see race.
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race.
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a few minutes more with Vice President Mike Pence, wishing him and everybody out there an absolutely wonderful weekend, a Sabbath or Lord's Day, whichever day you celebrate it. And should let people know that this is the beginning of the Jewish holiday of Sukkot, which is often translated as Tabernacles. And it's a wonderful time of year. It is referred to as the time of our rejoicing, because we're rejoicing in the blessings that we have, and basically thanking the source of those blessings, which is not the government, it's God. But Mike Pence, you certainly have been somebody who has been very strong on that point of view. And I also want to say that we covered a speech you gave in New Hampshire where you talked about the difference between traditional conservatism, the Reaganite conservatism that attracted me for the first time and made me a conservative, versus the what you call the siren song of populism. Would you agree with me that the problem with populism is that it encourages people always to blame somebody else, some other mystical and sometimes conspiratorial group of people for their problems rather than the self-reliance that is essential in the conservative creed?
Well, I do think that's at the very core of it, that as Senator Jack Danforth, former senator, wrote in a very thoughtful piece this week, almost as eloquently as you just described it. But look, it's also just about policy, Michael. I mean, look, I became a Republican in the days of Ronald Reagan, because when I heard Ronald Reagan talking about having a strong defense, America's a leader of the free world, less government, less taxes, traditional moral values, I knew my home was in the Republican Party. And frankly, those values have defined the Republican movement all the way through the Trump-Pence years. I mean, when Donald Trump ran for office, even though he had a very diverse political past, which just, you know, that's not a criticism. He had supported Republicans and Democrats before that. He promised to govern as a conservative. And I'm proud to say that we did govern as conservatives. We cut taxes. We rebuilt our military. We stood with our allies, stood up to our enemies, and appointed 3 conservatives to the Supreme Court who gave America a new beginning for the right to life. But I think what voters deserve to know, and what I said in that speech in New Hampshire, is Donald Trump makes no such promise today. Where we were committed to leadership on the world stage, Donald Trump and others in the Republican primary are embracing the language of appeasement, questioning whether we should give the warfighters in Ukraine, in support of all our allies, the effort to push back that unprovoked Russian invasion. On taxes, we cut taxes. Donald Trump is advocating a 10% tax on all imports into the United States of America that the Tax Foundation says would cost 500,000 jobs. And on the right to life, it's remarkable to hear the former president who led the most pro-life administration in history, blaming election losses on overturning Roe versus Wade, and describing a bill that would protect unborn children at the moment of a heartbeat as a, quote, terrible mistake. I want people to know that I'm the most, qualified, the most tested, and the most consistent conservative in this race. And if I'm president of the United States, we're going to lead our country back on the solid foundation poured by Reagan and ultimately the foundation that we governed on for 4 years. Because it's not just the best way to win an election, Michael. It's the best way to win a future of prosperity and security for the American people.
Brian, one of the things that President Trump just released today was a new social media message attacking Nikki Haley, one of your rivals for the Republican nomination, calling her a bird brain and other suggestions. Do you think that it's possible to win the nomination and then win the election with a, more constructive, less demeaning tone toward any opposition?
Well, I'll tell you that, and I don't know if it was in that post or another one, but he's got a new nickname for me as well. And look, the president has his own style. Well, I'll let you look it up. But it's what I'm telling you is I think the American people long for us to restore a threshold of civility in public life. You know, when I think of my heroes in public life from Ronald Reagan forward, it was their optimism, it was their ideals, and it was that they lived out that ancient adage to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. You know, I always tell people, Michael, you get 15 miles out of Washington, D.C., the people of this country actually get along pretty well, right? Our politics are more divided than ever before, but the American people know how to disagree without being disagreeable. If I'm president of the United States, we'll not only get America back on the right track for growth, prosperity, and security, but we're gonna establish that threshold of civility that is absolutely essential for us to take on the intractable problems the country is facing at home and abroad.
Are you surprised that there's a new poll that just came out that shows that the American people value people of faith, and they consider you to be a person of faith, they consider Mitt Romney to be a person of faith, but the deepest faith that they perceive is for President Trump, to which you would say, I mean, again, you have tried in many of your best speeches, I think about your speech at the Israeli parliament, at the Knesset, which was just a wonderful speech on behalf of the United States of America. In terms of rallying people who want a religious revival, what are the essentials that a Mike Pence administration could do while honoring the separation of church and state?
Well, Michael, you know, people who know me well, and you know me well, know that I'm a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican in that order. I always have tried to be very open, albeit gently, about the importance of my faith in my life, the importance of my ideals, and I think most Americans share that. Whatever their religious perspective, most Americans begin with faith, and then it's family, and then it's career and life, and politics is way down the list. So first off, I just try and continue to carry ourselves the way that we always have. But look, I'm very proud of the fact that our administration was a champion, not just of life, but of religious liberty. I mean, we made extraordinary progress protecting the religious freedom of every American, of every faith. And so, you know, for me to be recognized for that, my personal faith and our administration, is a great encouragement to me. And I think at a time when we see, when we see the woke left seeming to express greater and greater intolerance for people of Judeo-Christian values and views now more than ever, we need a leader in the White House who understands those values, who cherishes them, and will defend the freedom of religion of every American, the freedom of conscience to believe or not to believe. And I'll do that if I'm president.
Mike Pence, I appreciate your giving us this extra time. MikePence2024.com is the place you can go directly to support his campaign or to find out more information about it and about his program on the economy, on education, on crime, on border security, and on more. Meanwhile, on the Medved Show coming up on Monday, we'll talk more about that poll where people have different perceptions about what faith means in politics and among politicians. We'll also deal with Rich Lowry, who says there's no contradiction between populism and conservatism. I disagree passionately with that. We will air that disagreement Monday. I should also say that for the two movies we're going to review today, the wonderful story of Henry Sugar, the latest from cult director Wes Anderson with Benedict Cumberbatch, Ralph Fiennes, Dev Patel, and Ben Kingsley. 3 stars, 2 stars for The Re-Education of Molly Singer, which is a booze-soaked comedy that it leaves you with something of a hangover. May you have no hangovers and only have positive blessings in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.